preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country
we're back,
boy
folks.
Can survive.
And we've got Laura on the phone, and she's going to help me and help President Trump out with what we don't know about Ukraine. So, Laura, what is it we what did we miss about Ukraine?
Okay, number one. Ukraine is the third most corrupt country in Europe. It's also the ninth most corrupt country on the planet. Okay?
Okay, okay. Let's just go. Hang on, Laura. Laura, let's just stipulate. Laura, that's a so what thing. Let's just stipulate that the Ukrainian government's corrupt. Okay, that's the first point. What's the second point?
Okay, in 2014, under Obama, Victoria Nuland, she overthrew the elected Russian president of the Ukraine.
Okay, now, hang on, Laura. I'm going to help you. I'm going to help you on Ukraine, okay? And I'm giving you a prediction here. And you can come back in 30 days. We'll see how this goes, okay? And by the way, do you think Putin was right to launch his army against Ukraine?
Yes. I think he wants
okay.
to clean out the corruption.
Now, okay, Laura, get ready to eat crow. I know several people who will remain unnamed here who have lately posted their enthusiasm for Putin and their enthusiasm for his war. And Kelso tells those folks this, who will remain unnamed, big mistake. Laura, there is no excuse. I don't care how corrupt the Ukrainian government is. Most governments in the world are. I don't care what the history of elections in Ukraine are. I don't care what Obama or Victoria Nuland did to anybody, anytime. You don't launch hundreds of thousands of good young white men to go out and kill hundreds of thousands of other good white men and their families. You don't do that. And if you do that, you're a jerk. You're a criminal. You should be thrown in jail, tried for treason and murder, and receive the punishment therefore. Every single person that dies in Ukraine, every single woman and child that Vladimir Putin murders is enough to sentence Vladimir Putin
do you think
to
it's
death.
Right? Do you think
that
it's
war,
right?
listen, Laura. That war is utterly without justification. That is a war
right
of white.
Young
that is a war
girls?
Of white people against. I don't care what Laura, you're talking about dead people with their heads blown off. You don't do that because
not,
somebody's government is corrupt.
It's not white
Laura,
people in
you
there.
Know what? Wait a minute, Laura.
It's
you
not
know what
white
government,
people in there.
Laura, you know what government
it's
is more
it's
corrupt
it's Jews
than the government?
And ISIS is
Laura,
in there.
Listen to me talk. Listen. Do you know what government is more corrupt?
You know, let me talk.
No, I'm not going to. Listen to me, Laura. You get your own radio show. The government that's more corrupt than Ukraine's, I'm not praising the government of Ukraine. I'm praising the Ukrainian people for having the balls to defend themselves against a murderous aggressor, Vladimir Putin. I'll tell you a government that's more corrupt against Ukraine, your government of Michigan. Our government of America is much more corrupt than the government of Ukraine. Now, this guy, Zelensky, who could have run, he didn't run. He's staying there. He knows he's targeted. He knows that Putin wants to murder him the way Putin has murdered many other people. He's got balls. Donald Trump has balls. And here's what's going to happen. Your buddy, your friend, your hero, Vladimir Putin, will be very lucky to still be president and will be unlucky if he's still president of Russia in 12 months. He is a war
Biden
criminal.
Biden and Hunter got so much money from Burisma Oil. Where do you think that
how
money
does that
got to
yes,
Biden?
Of course they did. And they all should be tried for treason, and they should all be in prison. But you don't start a war. You don't send young white men to go fire rockets and bombs and strafe their fellow Europeans. You don't do that. It is not done. Vladimir Putin has no pretext other than he's lost his mind. He wants to reconstitute the Soviet Union. He's remembering the glory days when he was a KGB colonel, and he just can't get it out of his mind that Russia is a smaller nation now. The Ukrainian people are a sovereign, separate people. Did you know this? Putin puts out this bullshit that Ukrainians are Russians. Do you realize that a Ukrainian sitting in a cafe with a Russian can't talk to the Russian? Ukrainians can't understand Russians, and Russians can't understand or speak Ukrainian or read it. They are two separate languages, two separate peoples. Now, most Ukrainians speak Russian because of their history in the Soviet Union. They were taught Russian in school. But Russians don't speak Ukrainian. Ukraine is a sovereign, free people who deserve to be free and independent.
Putin, by launching the entire and threatening nuclear war,
this guy's insane.
Let me talk.
No, it's threatening nuclear war.
Okay,
go ahead. Give me your last comment, Laura. You're going to eat crow on this, but give me your last comment.
I am not going to eat crow. Putin can only make the Ukraine better, getting all the Jews out.
Laura, please make this your last call to this show. And please do not listen to my show. I don't want you in the audience. Goodbye, Laura. And engineer, when Laura goes up on the board again, I will never call your name again, Laura. I will never call your name again. You'll have to come in with some fake name from some other state to get on this show. Goodbye. All right, let's go back to the President of the United States, who certainly doesn't need a supporter like Laura. He's going to get rid of the Jews. Laura, you're a nut. You're a nut. And statements like that have been the bane of the whole MAGA movement. The best thing that people who make statements like that should do is get the hell away from the MAGA movement. Do not attend MAGA events. Don't support Donald Trump. Please tell the world you hate him. That's the best thing you can do for the MAGA movement. Tell the rest of the world, Laura, that you hate the MAGA movement. That would be the best thing you can do with the rest of your life. All right. Let's go to the man who's saving our nation again.
And no matter how you look at it, our country has totally lost its self-confidence. Lost its self-confidence. We as a country have no confidence anymore, but we will get it back, and we'll get it back stronger than ever before. Whoever heard of that? Whoever heard of that? Our country has lost its self-confidence. Whoever heard of that? Whoever thought you'd be hearing? But it's true, we've lost our self-confidence. When you see the way we withdrew, when you see the things, the stupidity, the open border concept. Who wants this? Prisons from other countries being emptied out into our country. Just over 1 year ago, we had the most secure border in U.S. history, record low gas prices, American energy independence, the fastest economic recovery in the history of our country, fastest economic recovery in history, an unrivaled military. We rebuilt the military and we added Space Force on top of it. And peace and quiet was all around the world. Now inflation is the highest in 40 years. Economists are talking about $5, $6, $7 and even $8 a gallon gasoline. Supply chains are crumbling. Store shelves are empty. Millions of illegal aliens are rushing our borders. Murders are setting records in our cities. The streets of our Democrat-run cities are drenched in blood. A radical left zealot has been nominated to the Supreme Court of the United States.
Beautiful. Beautifully said.
China is threatening Taiwan. Russia is decimating Ukraine. Iran is on the cusp of a nuclear bomb. We ended the worst the most dangerous deal I've ever seen. And now they want to go back to the Iran nuclear deal. America and our great military has been humiliated in its surrender from Afghanistan. And that's what it was. It was a surrender for no reason whatsoever. We wanted to get out, but we had to get out with strength and with dignity. And a major war in Europe may very well erupt. That's how they start. Exactly what's happening today, this is how they start. Joe Biden has turned calm into chaos, competence into incompetence, stability into anarchy, and security into catastrophe. The Russian attack on Ukraine is appalling. It's an outrage and an atrocity that should never have been allowed to occur. It never would have occurred. We are praying for the proud people of Ukraine. God bless them all. God bless them all. Thank you. They are indeed brave. As everyone understands, this horrific disaster would never have happened if our election was not rigged and if I was the president. Very simple.
A bunch of people shouted just then, "You are the president." Bingo.
Under Bush, Russia invaded Georgia. Under Obama, Russia took Crimea. Under Biden, Russia invaded Ukraine. I stand as the only president of the 21st century on whose watch Russia did not invade another country.
Bingo. The peace president. European civilization needs peace, Laura. As no one, I guess you don't get that.
Thank you. I gave Ukraine the javelins that everyone is now talking about, and millions of dollars of other military equipment. The Obama administration gave them blankets. You remember? They gave them blankets. They said, "We need more than blankets." "No, no, we gave you blankets." They sent them blankets. Thank you very much. Under our leadership, the world was a peaceful place because America was strong, and the perception of our country was perhaps like it had never been before. Powerful, cunning, and smart. We were a smart country. Now we're a stupid country. We always very simply put America first. That was the answer. With the Abraham Accords, we had peace in the Middle East. We had peace in Europe. China knew that it could no longer take advantage of the United States. And I was proud to be the first president in decades who did not get our country into any wars. I got you out of wars.
Beautiful. Greatness.
Thank you. Thank you. Under our administration, Russia respected America just like every other country respected America, and they really respected us a lot. But now Joe Biden is seen as a weak, and I hate to say it because I want him to do a great job. I really want him to do. Politically, I don't care. I would much rather have him do a great job than a poor job. But nobody could ever believe how bad and weak and grossly incompetent it has been.
Now, I'm going to skip forward just to get to the end of this speech. Everything is a gem. I there's nothing I can cut. But I'm going to cut to a moment here where he says, we can never get our country back until we get an honest media. And he says, our most dangerous people are within America. So I'm going to skip forward to that, just cut a few minutes out of the speech. Just a few. Get up to that point here. For some reason, the bouncing ball is not cooperating with me. How do I make the bouncing ball move in this speech? Okay, there it is. I can do it with an arrow. All right. Go forward to 30 minutes into the speech. Here we go. All right. Resuming.
Bring our country back.
Okay, we just have to wait for
that. Unless we get an honest media, because they like the policing agent, and they refuse to air scandal. They refuse to air. And it'll be interesting to see what's going to happen over the next 3 weeks or 4 weeks as one of the worst scandals ever. I call it the crime of the century, ballot harvesting, as it gets released, and it's all on tape. It's all on tape. And truth to vote, I want to thank those incredible women for the job, Catherine and all of them, for the job they've done. It's incredible. But that'll be released very soon. Everything is on tape. Even the pictures are taken of the people stuffing the ballot boxes, because without the pictures, they don't get paid. And we're talking about hundreds of thousands of votes in each swing state.
Okay, I'm going to skip forward some more here. I hate to do this. Here's where he says
the dangers are abroad. It's the destruction within that spells our doom. We must get this reversed. Our most dangerous people are people from within. These are people that must hate our country, because they make us weak and they make our country unsustainable as a nation itself. Unbelievably, Biden is now claiming that you must sacrifice through higher energy prices to foot the cost of his failed foreign policy in Europe. I saw John Kerry on television, and we're talking about energy. We need energy. We need oil. We need gas. We need everything. No, no, no. No, no. Global warming. Global warming. We have a world that's ready to blow up and disintegrate over energy. And he's talking about global warming. The oceans may rise over the next 300 years, 1/100th of an inch.
Now, folks, it's issue after issue. Donald Trump gets it and nails it. He makes it. The audience, he communicated right there to everyone in that audience. He made them laugh, but it's very serious. He realizes that global warming is, to use the French term, bullshit. It's nonsense. He knows that. The oceans may rise 1/100th of an inch in the next 300 years. He's laughing at these, but he's not. It's not funny. At these pukes of the left, these Marxists. He gets it on every issue. And let me skip forward. Let me get. I'm going to jump through to issues. Here's one. I'm going to skip a few minutes. And go forward to, I'm skipping brilliant stuff. I hate to do it, but I want to get some. Here we go. All right.
They're coming from all over the world, over 160 countries, in many cases from jails that are being emptied into our country as though we are a dumping ground.
Bingo.
Not the United States. We're considered a dumping ground for criminals. The Biden administration has spent months obsessing over how to stop an invasion of a foreign country thousands of miles away. I believe Americans deserve a president who will stop the invasion of our country also.
He has it perfect. He has it perfect. Putin is totally wrong to invade a white nation of Ukraine. But that's not our war. He's got it perfectly. America first. It's just like the America First movement. That's not our war. America first. Defend our border. He's got it right.
And we had it stopped 1 year ago. We had it stopped. We had it stopped 1 year ago. You can't defend Western civilization if you would not be able to defend your own civilization. And that means we need borders that work, elections that are...
And this is one of the themes that the president, no political figure nationally has ever said this. We're defending Western civilization. What does that mean, ladies and gentlemen? Is Western civilization, it's us. Western civilization means defending us, the people that we are. And that's why he ends every rally with, we are one movement, one people, one family, one nation. We are Western civilization. He's the only guy who said that at a national level in our lifetimes. And he still is. And he's stronger than ever. That's the good news from today's show. You're hearing your president last night. He is your president. You did elect him. Last night, being stronger, better than he's ever been. More energy, everything.
Fair and free and not rigged, and crime that must be immediately stopped in our cities.
Oh, listen to this, what's coming up.
And we must immediately stop the influx of illegal aliens. Has to stop immediately. Our country is being poisoned from within. The Biden administration cares more about helping citizens of a distant foreign nation than it does about our own citizens, because our country is a mess. Our country is a dangerous place, and it's getting worse and worse every day.
Wow. Wow. Don't let that just float by unremarked. That's an incredible statement that our president just made. And the way he delivers it, the authority with which he delivers, our country is a mess, and it's getting worse by the day.
And when you hear 3 million people this year, it's not 3 million. It's probably 3 to 4 times that number. It's probably 10 million, 11 million, or 12 million. But the real truth is they have no idea what it is.
Now, no one else is saying that. This is your leader, folks. The guy who says, when the news says the 2 million were apprehended. What a bullshit word. They're apprehended. The 2 million got in that way and released into your town, put on buses to your town or airplanes, first class airfare paid and hotel, all accommodations paid to your town. There's another million. So they're saying, okay, 3 million maybe. But the president is saying, no way, no way. Even the left is saying 3 million. In other words, it's 10 million, 3 to 4 times as many. Nobody else is saying it, but the president is saying it. He gets it on everything.
Yet if the radical Democrats truly want to fight for democracy abroad, if they want to look abroad.
Watch him go to another issue here. Brilliantly done. Watch him pivot here. If the left wants to fight for democracy or freedom, okay, let them fight. Watch what he says here. Brilliant. Brings up a whole new issue. New to this speech, the crowd just lights up. Again, gets it right, nails it on every issue.
And fight for what they want to fight for. I don't think they do. They should start with the democracy that is under threat right next door, a place called Canada.
Bingo. Bingo. Watch him take off with this.
Well, by the way, we got rid of NAFTA, and we have the USMCA. That's
now he goes on, and I'm going to skip here. He says, fight for Canada. Let me skip forward to that just a little bit. Okay, skip forward. Oh, no, I went too far. Let's see here. But he talks about fighting for Canada, for our trucker brothers and sisters.
What they want to fight for, I don't think they do. They should start with the democracy that is under threat right next door, a place called Canada. Well, by the way, we got rid of NAFTA, and we have the USMCA, that's Mexico and Canada. One of the greatest deals we ever made. And I know it's great because they want to renegotiate the deal. That was a horrible deal. NAFTA was the worst trade deal ever made. And now we have probably the best trade deal ever made, but they want to renegotiate.
Listen to what comes up next. We stand with the truckers.
That's not putting America first. We put America first. It's a great deal. They should do it. They've been ripping us off for 30 years. It's time for us to do well. The tyranny we have witnessed in Canada in recent weeks should shock and dismay people all over the world. In an advanced Western democracy, the peaceful movement of patriotic truckers, workers, and families protesting for their most basic rights and liberties.
Everybody's on their
feet. Has been violently put down. Their assets and life savings have been frozen. They have been slandered as Nazis, racists, and terrorists. These are the names they've been called. They've been arrested and charged with phony crimes. They've been falsely accused of loyalty to foreign powers. I watched them. I saw those maple leaves all over the flags and the love for their country. Plenty of Americans were there, too, and they love our country. They're being hunted down like enemies of their own government and treated worse than drug dealers and murderers or rapists. A line has been crossed. You're either with the peaceful truckers or you are with the left-wing fascists. And that's what's been happening. And it's been a strong line. We stand with the truckers and we stand with the Canadian people in their noble quest to reclaim their freedom.
Bingo. Everybody jumps to their feet. Hear what's coming up.
Thank you very much, and thank you, Linda. Good job. Right here in our own nation, it's also far past time to declare independence from every last COVID mandate. It's time. It's time.
Now, folks, he went from Canada with the whole audience jumping to their feet. 10 seconds later, it's time to end, way past time to end every COVID mandate. Bingo. There you go, Andy there in Texas, all worried about Donald Trump and vaccines. And there he is, the leader, saying, end all mandates now. Bingo. And he's got us, the people, with him. This is the magic of having a populist leader. He has 100 million of us with him. He's not just some guy popping off on the radio.
And, you know, as early as when it first happened, I let the governors make that decision. And we had some governors that did a great job, and we had some governors that didn't do a very good job. But I can tell you that the Republican governors did quite well, thank you, quite well. And a big, big difference also on crime. You look at where the crime is, and you don't see the word Republican very much, if at all. With one voice, Americans must insist that the emergency is over.
Bingo.
And we will submit to this left-wing tyranny no longer.
We will submit to this left-wing tyranny no longer. With one voice, we must declare the emergency is over. Perfect. Perfect. We'll pause on that and be right back with more. Let's try to get to the end of this great delivery by Donald Trump last night.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we, the people, are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Some folks call me a rambling man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing.
And we're going to go to two callers here, Pat in Texas and Kathleen in Texas in just a moment. What is it about the water there in Texas? And by the way, folks, that's where you're sending in your support to Texas. The Round Rock, Texas, that's where the Republic Broadcasting Network, created by John Stadtmiller of recent greatness. He is dearly departed, but his baby, his creation, the Republic Broadcasting Network, stands, and you must help it continue. Let me just throw in one little point here. Before we go to our two Texans, and that is just how stupid Vladimir Putin has been and how out of touch with reality. I ask people, now, we believe in our people. We believe in the life, peace, and the thriving of our European people, including Ukrainians, including Russians, including Scotsmen, and the in the area of Ukraine, in Ukraine itself. Well, we believe in self-determination. We believe in independence, that people should live under the government. Well, for instance, a lot of people in Texas think Texas ought to secede. And I kind of agree. But those, the red states, I think it would be very great for the red states to secede, because we shouldn't live under the boot of the blue state communists. And that's true for our, we believe that self-determination for all of our people. It's a basic principle of what Donald Trump's talking about, Western civilization. Now, in that context, there are people in Crimea and people in the Donbas region, which is Donetsk and Luhansk, who don't really belong in Ukraine. If self-determination were adhered to, there is a certain artificiality to the boundaries of Ukraine. It's just like New York City doesn't belong in the very conservative state of New York. Upstate New York is not left wing. And the city of Atlanta doesn't belong in Georgia. Georgia is a very, very conservative red state. Atlanta's as blue as it gets. So peoples who don't belong with each other shouldn't be forced to live with each other. So those who argue that the Russians, who are overwhelmingly the majority in Crimean Peninsula, and the Russians, who are overwhelmingly the majority in Luhansk and Donetsk, the two provinces of the Donbas Basin, yes, logically, they should be independent. But dumbass Putin, they already are. The people of Luhansk and Donetsk have already proclaimed themselves as an independent republic, two separate independent republics within Ukraine. They've already seceded. That's already a done deal. And Putin didn't have to. Crimea revolted on its own. Crimea is independent of Ukraine, but that's it. And what the dumbass Putin did is he took that, which makes sense, and then he tried to leverage that into, well, that entitles me to go conquer all of Ukraine. I'll just pound them into submission. No, stupid. And it's going to cost Putin, hopefully he'll lose the presidency. He'll be thrown out of power. The Russian people, they're not going to put up with this crap. The Russian people don't want to subjugate Ukraine. And they don't want their sons to die in Putin's stupid project. As I say, Mr. Putin, put your bulletproof vest on and put yourself in a helicopter and start flying over Ukrainian cities that you want to bomb. Go for it, Jack. You'll live about 24 hours, and then the problem will be over. Stop hiding in the Kremlin. All right, so I just wanted to clarify that. For nitpickers, they're going, oh, Luhansk, oh, Donetsk, oh, Crimea. Those are a good cause. Those should be independent. Yeah, they should be independent. No, but it doesn't justify a European war. Crimea, in a perfect world, would be independent. It is now. Luhansk and Donetsk in a perfect world would be their own, like Texas. Texas in a perfect world would be the Republic of Texas. But should we start a shooting war over that? I don't think so. All right, now let's go to our callers. Pat in Texas. Pat, what's on your mind? Come in, Pat. We may have lost Pat. How about Kathleen? Kathleen, are you there? In Texas? Okay, let's go to Dr. Kelly in California, IA. Come in, Dr. Kelly.
Beautiful. Hey, Kelso, thank you so much. I just want to have you talk a little bit more and brag on the blackout coffee, your coffee grinder that you make it by hand, done by hand. And I got a couple of great songs for you for fun a little bit later while you're enjoying the coffee. The first
Blackout Coffee. And folks, you can go to blackoutcoffee.com and buy Blackout Coffee. Go on the republicbroadcasting.org website. And by buying Blackout Coffee, you help Republic Broadcasting. And you can buy beans, which you can grind yourself. My style, which is grind them. I actually grind them by hand. I don't even use an electric grinder. I use a hand-operated grinder. It gives the best with ceramic cutting wheel. Wow. And then I press the coffee. Again, this is the coffee fanatic style. But you can also get ground coffee at Blackout Coffee, which is ground fresh. So those beans are roasted fresh. That's the key. They're roasted shortly before they arrive in the mail for you and ground. So your coffee will be darn near as good. Your ground Blackout Coffee. And they have a Patriot blend, which I think is the one that's my first pick. But yes, order Blackout Coffee and follow the advice of Mike Rivero in his promos for Republic Broadcasting. Follow all the links that Mike Rivero refers to, a fellow great, a great broadcaster, a Jewish broadcaster. How do you like that? What's her name? I've even forgotten her name now. I don't want to recall her again. Drive the Jews out. Okay, go for it. Yeah, well, you have to drive Mike Rivero out, Mark Levin, some of the best we have. And how stupid can you get if you want to turn off the whole white race and destroy any possibility of a populist patriot cause? This is one of the brilliant achievements of Donald Trump. Donald Trump loves our people, but he doesn't do that by hating somebody else. What a stupid approach.
That's right, Kelso. And so the two quick songs, Justin Timberlake, Cry Me a River.
Okay.
Kind of a play on Cry Me a River.
I see. Okay, sure.
And Chet Atkins, I Still Write Your Name in the Snow. Because there were all the Obama jokes going around, but this is the most classic song. And thanks to Dan Sutterfield for giving it to us here on RBN. And have a good rest of your show, Kelso. Well, get it.
And thank you, Dr. Kelly. It's been too long since we talked. But I'll tell you what, that CPAC yesterday, we're going to go back to Donald Trump here in a moment. This was a glorious, glorious 4 days in Orlando. And it really bodes well for how we will do as a populist movement that can win. You know, there's so many people, actually, that's the problem. There aren't so many people. There are some, a very small number of people. I'm very familiar with this small group. I used to assemble them in meetings, about 250 nationwide, who, their idea of a movement is to have a hate fest. That's their idea of a movement. And it what it does, the left loves it. They left loves it. ADL loves it. The SPLC, they love it. Because it makes it absolutely prevents the birth of a widespread "We Love Our People" MAGA movement.
And yeah, that's been I love to pick fights, but not pick fights with skinheads. I love to finish fights with skinheads. When I was in Southern California, going to the laundromat because I didn't have one in my house, there's some young man coming out of the laundromat with his girlfriend, and he's shaved just practically down to the nub, and it's a very young man, and he was trying to insult me and try to beg money or start a fight with me or something. And I was like, "Hey, are you a skinhead?" And he starts making some excuse about how he shaved his head, and I was thinking, yeah, he probably had lice or something. But it was so classic, he's making excuses, and I'm like, "Well, you don't know me, obviously. My name's Dr. Kelly, and you probably just don't want to bother me unless it's, for something important." And it was beautiful.
By the way, there's some great skinheads, and one of the biggest supports, there's kind of a connection there with bikers. You will see the Trump biker rallies, thousands of motorcycles. You'll see boat parades, thousands of boats. Bikers generally don't own boats, but they surely own motorcycles. And Donald Trump has brought us all together. And the thing, those of us who share this in common, we love our people. And
no foreign entanglements is a good policy.
Yes, and you don't have, and you know what, every people should love themselves, and they should all be independent, and they should all live in peace. But you should be strong. That's what somebody gets off his motorcycle with big bulging guns. You don't, and I mean arms, usually doesn't get in many fights. Nobody wants to fight. He's like the 6'4" Irish cop in New York City. He doesn't even need a gun. Nobody wants to.
Yeah, that's like me, Kelso. Exactly. You just described me perfectly. God bless you.
All right. Thanks, Dr. Kelso. Let's go back to President Trump. Here he is. that should be one of the themes of the show. Shut up, Kelso. Here we go. Oh, Kathleen, you're next. I didn't see you. Sorry, Kathleen, you're on the air. Come in, Kathleen. Oh, okay. Well, bad luck. She just dropped. But let's go to the president. Maybe Kathleen will call back. Here he is.
Do it any longer. They're causing so much damage to people and to our children. The people who are masking our children may plan to lift those mandates right before the election, thinking they'll get some votes. But we will never forget what they did to our children. We will hold them accountable at the ballot box this November.
Perfect. Perfect. He nails it.
As everyone here understands, the COVID mandates are just one part of a much larger crisis. The radical left is trying to replace American democracy with woke tyranny.
Perfect.
They want to do the same thing to America that Trudeau has been doing to Canada, and much, much worse.
Perfect.
Our mission in 2022 and in 2024 is to take on this radical and power-hungry ruling class and to deliver them an electoral defeat so resounding that they are exiled into political oblivion, never, ever to return again.
Oh.
Joe Biden, Chuck Schumer, and crazy Nancy Pelosi are the sinister faces of this corrupt and lawless political establishment. They enrich their families in Ukraine, China, Russia, while they shutter your small businesses right here at home. They send young Americans to fight and die for the borders of distant foreign nations, while they throw our borders open to an illegal foreign invasion, which is what is happening.
Perfect.
They set violent criminals loose without charges while prosecuting their political opponents for fabricated crimes. They legalize mass robberies and cheer for BLM and
that last was a reference to the January 6th political prisoners. Perfect again by Donald Trump.
Antifa rioters ransacking our cities while they hold nonviolent protesters without trial, destroy their lives. They lift sanctions on Iran while they sanction and destroy our own citizens. They try to silence voices like Joe Rogan for alleged misinformation while they perpetuate the most flagrant hoaxes and monstrous lies like the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. How was that? For 3 years, we had to put up with the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax. It was a total hoax. They indoctrinate your children to hate their parents while calling you a hateful racist. They stick the FBI on mothers at school board meetings while they teach four-year-olds to pick their own genders. Would you like to change your gender?
Perfect. It's just so perfect.
And they say it's absolutely fine for a boy or a man to participate in women's sports. I don't think so.
Nice.
They use big tech to censor you. They use the deep state to spy on you. They use the intelligence agencies to frame you. They use the media to slander you. They use the legal system to persecute you. It is a persecution. They rig elections to disenfranchise you and destroy you and ruin your lives. I've seen the anger and the hatred and the horror at the 2020 election. All the while they claim as they are the ones defending democracy. They say they are the ones that are going to defend your democracy and your justice. It's a lot of bullshit. That's what it is.
Perfect. It's a lot of bullshit.
When we win, we will defeat this corrupt political establishment. We will save our republic, and we will restore constitutional government of, by, and for the people. The Washington swamp knows that we are coming to break their grip on power forever. That is why they are so desperate to stop us. They will go to any lengths. And that is why the corrupt Democrat prosecutors and unconstitutional unselect committee on January 6th, the unselect committee. Can you imagine a committee made of these thugs? They hate us all. Is there ever been a committee like this? The unselect committee. I think that was my term. I think I came up with it first. I'm very proud of many of our terms. But they're continuing their evil and demented persecution of me, my family, my staff, my supporters, and you. It's the same witch hunt that's been going on since day one, since actually the day that I came down the escalator with our great future First Lady.
Wow.
Now we know that Crooked Hillary not only spied on my campaign, she spied on the White House.
Lock her up. Crowd's going wild.
You remember what I said years ago? I think they spied in my campaign, and everybody said on the other side, how dare he say that? How dare he? Well, it turned out to be true. And I want to thank John Durham for figuring that out. And I believe that's just a foundation on which a lot of very bad things are going to be learned about what took place. Everything they're doing to me is about preserving their power and control over the American people. If I renounce my beliefs, if I agree to stay silent, if I stayed at home, if I said I'm not going to run, the persecution would stop immediately.
Yeah. Folks, while he was saying that, you could hear a pin drop in that hall of thousands and thousands of people. You could hear a pin drop. Because think about that. People take Donald Trump for granted. He gave everybody pause for thought right there. What if Donald Trump weren't there? What if he checked out? What would we do? Wow. Nobody moved a muscle.
They'd go on to the next victim. Who's next? But they'll never, ever do what they did to me. And nobody else, I don't believe, would be able to take it if they did. I have had that a lot. I've had great people come up to me and tell me, sir, may I please ask you a question? Yes, what would you like to know? Sir, How did you take it? How did you take what they did to you? And in many ways, I can't.
Now, by the way, everybody in that audience is right now. He hasn't said, I'm running. He said it earlier. But I assure you, every person in that audience is worried. Is he gonna say this? I've had enough of this crap. And anyway, in a few moments, we're going to run out of time, but he does say in a few moments, no, don't worry, folks. They're never, ever going to get to me. And they'll never beat me down. I will always be here for you. And by the way, he's surrounded there on the stage. You can't see this, but he's surrounded by security personnel for very, very good reason. Quite a security detail, and not nearly enough the detail he needs to be safe. He will never be safe again in his life. I'm thinking what to do here. We only have a few more minutes left in this show, which I've enjoyed very much. And wonderful. And I enjoy callers calling in who, you know, are going to come up with some garbage argument, because it's fun to refute the argument. It's, you get to enjoy seeing how that's done. So I just want to kind of go into wrap up mode here. Let me see if I can just jump to the end of this speech. This is very unfair. All the gems that I'm bypassing here, let's just go towards the end here, and I'll just jump back in here with just a few minutes to go in the speech. My computer will cooperate.
District attorneys and attorney generals refuse to prosecute dangerous criminals. The DAs and attorney generals can be charged with violations of the civil rights law.
Very good. He's going to go after prosecutors. He's going to prosecute prosecutors as president.
I mean, look at Los Angeles.
Let's go further into this. I want to get you that feeling of finality here, get towards the end of his speech, and let him wrap it up here. Let's see here.
That's really saying it's...
I'm kind of rolling the dice, jumping ahead.
Okay, you can do it again. We can't let that happen. And it did.
I kind of mess up the audio.
To securing our elections, here are just some of the other things we must do with Republicans back in charge. We must pass critical reforms, making every executive branch employee fireable by the president, the deep state.
Absolutely. Fire them all. Fire them all.
We will stop the radical Democrats from packing the Supreme Court.
I'm going to jump forward here some more, just so you get to the end, just for that good feeling. Here we go. Let's see.
Hundreds of billions of dollars. And Secretary General Stoltenberg was my biggest fan. He said, I've never believed it because President Obama would go to NATO.
Jump forward some more. And we get close to the end. Well, you know, as happens in life, the clock ends it for us. That's the way it happens for all of us, is it not? Anyway, this was fun today. I enjoyed it with you folks. And we'll see you next week here in the Trump Clubhouse. Looking forward to that Florence, South Carolina Trump rally coming up. But I think we'll have much more good news to share next week here in the Trump Phenomenon Clubhouse. See you then.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network. RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.